Radio Prague News.
The Parliamentary Immunity Committee has voted to recommend MP David Rath be stripped of his immunity and prosecuted for corruption. The OECD predicts the Czech economy will shrink by 0.5% in 2012. And the police have arrested a woman who stabbed a teacher in a North Moravian school and held a schoolgirl hostage. The Parliamentary Immunity and Mandate Committee on Tuesday unanimously voted to recommend to the lower house that MP David Rath be stripped of his immunity and prosecuted. The vote took place after members of the committee heard the testimony from Mr. Rath, who is under arrest on suspicion of corruption. The hearing was held in an Interior Ministry facility in Prague and lasted for about 2 hours. Mr. Rath's request to be heard in Parliament was rejected, while members of the committee also refused to go to the prison. Mr. Rath was arrested last week with an alleged bribe of 7 million crowns linked to a public procurement project partly financed by EU funds. The lower house is set to vote on Mr. Rath's immunity at its next session in early June. The OECD on Tuesday cut its growth forecast for the Czech economy from previously predicted 1.6% growth to 0.5% contraction in 2012 due to a decline in domestic consumption spurred by the government's austerity measures. The Paris-based Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development recommended the government continue to consolidate public finances at a reasonable pace. The OECD predicts that in 2013 the Czech economy will grow by 1.7% due to stronger exports and investments. The Czech Finance Ministry expects a GDP growth of 0.2% this year, while the central bank expects the economy to stagnate. The Rapid Response Unit of the North Moravian Police on Tuesday arrested a woman who entered a school in Havířov, stabbed a teacher and took one of the schoolgirls hostage, the news website idnes.cz reported, quoting a witness. The police rescued the girl after a two-hour standoff. The attacker reportedly wanted to abduct the girl, but when the teacher tried to prevent her from doing so, the woman took out a knife and stabbed her. The injured teacher has been taken to hospital. Police are now investigating the incident, including the woman's motive. Czech trade unions, along with members of several dozen NGOs, on Tuesday staged an anti-government protest in Prague. Some 4,000 people protested against the reforms and austerity measures of the center-right Czech government. They marched from the union's headquarters in Žižkov towards the seat of the government across the river. The police closed several throughways in the center of the capital due to the protest. Union leaders also announced no major protests were planned until the end of June. Czech Education Minister Petr Fiala on Tuesday halted a planned reform of the school financing system. Under the planned reform, schools would be getting funding according to the number of pupils in classes rather than payments per each pupil along with a set sum of money. The plan came under fire from teachers who said it would lead to the closing down of up to 70% of smaller schools. The ministry says it will now wait for the draft of the state budget for the coming years before taking a stand in the issue. 7 women suffered light and medium injuries in an accident of a Polish bus that occurred near the North Moravian town of Szumperk on Tuesday morning. The bus ran off the road and into a ditch where it flipped on its side, a police spokesman said. 47 people were travelling on the bus. The cause of the accident is being investigated. The police said, however, the driver failed to produce the required records of the ride. A court in Hradec Králové in eastern Bohemia on Tuesday sentenced a 41-year-old man to 6 years in prison for killing 2 boys in a car accident last November. The man put his car in reverse and hit a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old boy at a pedestrian crossing before running them over again and hitting a nearby wall. The boys later died in hospital. The court ruled out the man's claim he suffered from epilepsy and said the driver's exhaustion and the alcohol he had drunk the previous night might have been the causes of the accident. The prosecution and defense might yet appeal the verdict. Czech astronomers have located the remains of a meteorite that landed in the vicinity of the central Bohemian town of Benešov in May 1991, according to a report by the Czech Academy of Sciences released on Tuesday. The report says it is the first such case when meteorites were discovered after such a long time. The objects were located on the basis of a new analysis of the original records on the meteorite's trajectory. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The coming days will be mostly overcast with occasional rain and storms. Daytime highs should range between 23 and 27 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter and that's the end of the news.